who died Sunday. His grandmother was flying to Orlando for the funeral, and everyone on board wrote her a message. The flight attendant writes, as they deplaned, every single person stopped to offer her their condolences. Some just said they were sorry. Some touched her hand. Some hugged her. Some cried with her.
Excuse me?
No gesture is too small.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
6-year-old Madison Lindsay is handing out homemade cards, covering the darkness with welcome splashes of color.
She may not know entirely what's going on, but she knows people are sad.
A single act of evil far outnumbered by countless acts of good. Joe Fryer, NBC News, Orlando.
And that will do it for us on this Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching, and good night.
So, there is good in mankind after a devastating incident.
There's your humanity.
Yeah, there's your humanity. There is a man, and I don't remember his name, but he posted on the Facebags that he's offering rental property to the family members that are coming down.
And done deal. The Blackhawks and IceHawks make a deal to keep the two friends.
So here in town, gun sales have gone up.
Yep.
Wow. And then this. Oh, he's a realtor. He owned a realtor company.
Yes, his last name Howard.
Yeah, and then.
Two people are arrested, and one person still on the loose after a shooting in the parking lot of a church.
Winnebago County officials say an 18-year-old man was robbed of marijuana and then shot in the hand outside of the Cathedral Baptist Church last night. After the shooting, sheriff's detectives arrested 18-year-old Jaquel Williams. He faces armed robbery and attempted first-degree murder charges. A 16-year-old girl was also arrested. She faces conspiracy to commit attempted first-degree murder.
She's in more trouble than he is.
And she's 16. But she won't. She'll get slapped with a
conspiracy to commit, though. That's pretty serious.
And here's the, when we Americans hear the mass shooting at Orlando, because we hear stories day in and day out of an 18-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl charged with attempted
armed robbery,
yeah, and shooting someone and conspiracy, and you go, you become, what is it, anesthetized? Numb. Orlando, yeah, it was a tragic event, but we see this all the time, day in, day out. But back to the man in Orlando. He owns his own realtor company. He was offering rentals, arranging transportation. JetBlue company is giving free seats to immediate family only. And look at how ghetto that looks. Once upon a time, that area was booming.
It's Rockford Bottom.
Well, yeah, because they're going to knock everything down. So,
it's been closed for over a year and a half.
So is the mobile up there, the one that you go to, are they...
They're closed.
So they're done? They're going to knock it down then? Because they're knocking down that house next door where the...
They're going to remodel it.
Oh. Because you know the house right next to it...
With the fence? Or the other one?
The white one with the pillars?
The big Victorian?
Yeah, because that got his... My dad arrested the kid that lived there after his mother died. Because you remember, had all the, it was the white supremacist.
Yep.
Had all the swastikas and...
Yep.
He tried starting stuff with my dad because of, you know, brown skin. But I remember that because my dad said, I don't want you over here. Because this guy is not stable. Stay out of this quadrant. Yeah, right through here. Because he made it perfectly clear. And he said when they went in, the house had been booby-trapped.
Mm.
So, and I didn't know if they were going to knock that house down. because they'd knocked, they'd taken the trees down. They took them all down today, and I kind of wanted to go over there. Excuse me, can I have that big log? But yeah. Obama calls for action on gun control.
And right next to him is a felon who did the Fast and Furious gun sale.
Who's that? I didn't see.
Yeah, his vice president.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What did he do? I just know his name is Joe Biden, and he's...
He allowed for the gun sales.
Okay, hang on.
Including this last Sunday in Orlando. Here in Rockford, that same gun has become the primary focus of buyers coming into Forest City Firearms.
Gun sales this week have been off the charts, especially for the AR-15, which was the rifle used in the shooting in Orlando.
Eric Sonnenberg says he sold more AR-15s this week than ever before. He says there's one major reason why.
Every time there is a tragic shooting, like Orlando, it always spurs gun sales, and it does so because it makes people nervous and afraid.
Illinois State Police say they see a similar trend when it comes to firearm owner's identification or FOID applications after tragedies like Orlando, but they say the process is still the same. They tell WREX the ISP continues to screen FOID and concealed carry applicants to ensure that individuals who do not meet the criteria to possess or carry a concealed firearm are not granted the credentials. Sonnenberg says anyone that purchases a firearm from Forest City Firearms must have a valid FOID card and go through the waiting period required by the state.
The waiting period, whether it's a handgun or a long gun, is really what they call a cooling off period. It's to prevent somebody that gets hot-headed, that gets in a fight with his boss or his wife, from running out and purchasing a gun and doing something stupid with it.
For your Digging Deeper station, Jaylene Hardy, 13 News.
And gun companies also saw a spike in stock prices following the Orlando tragedy. Switching gears now, it's official. The Rockford Ice Hawks in Chicago.